This is not amateur hour.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Waka waka.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Yes,
joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Ida Shai Hisei.
What does that mean?
Welcome.
In Japanese language?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
So would you ever be walking to a restaurant or a store in Japan?
Perhaps a maid cafe?
Yeah, perhaps a maid cafe.
Beat you to it.
Speaking
perhaps.
Of maid cafes.
Whoa, what are the odds?
Slam City Council.
Chamber of Commerce?
Slam City Chamber of Commerce has approved a permit for their first maid cafe in town.
Really? I didn't know they had legalized prostitution in Slam City.
Whoa. Be a little
sex
more respectful.
Real work.
Yeah, hold on.
What? I'm saying I didn't know. I like it. You know I think sex work is real work because I am a patron of the arts.
You're a patron
there
of arts?
There is nothing sex work-y. Going on in maid cafes.
Dude, you keep saying this, and I keep not believing your ass. Okay, so what's a maid cafe again? You're the expert. You're the sexpert.
There's a cafe, right?
I got that part from the name.
And all the waitresses
are maids.
Are just like maids.
Okay. And where does the sex come in?
For a dollar.
Thank you.
They serve you drinks that are overpriced.
Don't like that.
It's like a strip club.
Oh. And then they hang out with you for a little bit.
Overpriced drinks. So you go there and they fuck you instead of you fucking them, is what you're saying? Right, Art?
Yeah, there it is. They also dress up your food and make it taste better.
Oh, really? Like they'll pour my ketchup and dip the fry and feed it to me?
Yeah.
I like that.
They make it taste better.
They're feeders.
They imbue their cuteness into your food.
I do like that.
And oftentimes, there's like they do little dance routines every once in a while. And yeah.
So what if I get hard at this place? I feel like I would. Am I the only one getting hard?
You'll probably hold your boner on a table.
No, I'm not going to show anybody. But yeah, I'm a tuck. But I mean, like, I'm not the only one getting kind of aroused by all this, right?
I'm sure a lot of.
I'm sure everyone in there is rock hard.
Jacked, juiced. Yeah. Everyone's juiced.
And if it's not in the pants, it's in the mind, right?
What do you mean? The boner?
Hey, Burrito, did you go to the maid cafe?
I didn't.
Oh,
I
yeah. You had already left.
That was when I...
That's when he chickened out.
I had already left.
That's when he said, no, this isn't right.
So this maid cafe...
I really
I might get a boner in this restaurant.
And that ain't right. I can tell some more stories about this maid cafe.
Did you go to one?
Hey, oh, yeah.
What's another story?
Tell us about it, John.
No, so like the maid cafe that we went to, it was pretty busy. But the tables were like plastic fold-out tables.
What the?
With dollar store.
Tables?
Yeah.
That
with like dollar
lifetime?
Store tablecloths.
Uh-huh.
You know,
like
just
plastic
like plastic.
Party. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna throw this away when I'm done.
It all
with
looks
it.
So very disposable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Why does it make sense?
But yeah, I mean, you know, when they
some
squirt,
of them are nice when they squirt.
Easy to clean.
That's true. Right.
You just toss the whole fucking table.
What if they just had like those like plastic covers for couches and stuff?
Like they're Italian?
Yeah, just Italian grandmothers.
Yeah.
It helps keep the cum off
on
the
roll.
Yeah, it's just a tablecloth is like
doctor's office.
It helps keep the cum off the chair.
Yes, Nana, the cum. Damn. Okay, so Slam City's opening up their first.
Yeah, what's on the menu? Let's talk about.
Oh, yeah. Which menu are you talking about?
Are you talking about the sex menu, jerking off?
No, the food menu.
All right, so there's got to be the typical maid cafe fare.
Tell us about it, Gemini.
Which is probably om rice,
which is
omelet on top of rice. And then they write that all this cute shit in Japanese ketchup on top of it for you.
Like, I love you and I care about you.
Uh-huh. So that's the bukkake rice.
I'm sorry, what?
Bukkake rice?
City. Yes. It's
bukkake rice. But it's not just semen. It's blood semen. Everybody's favorite kind of semen. That's the fifth
strawberry,
jack.
Strawberry,
that's like
a six
jack.
Yeah. That's the sixth jack, is the blood semen. You ever have blood semen?
No.
That's a fucking metal band name, isn't
blood
it?
Semen. Blood semen. Blood semen. Yeah, that's God telling you that you've reached the sixth jack. And
that's Satan saying hello.
Keep
God
going.
Left the building. All right, so there's that.
If the fifth jack was on the menu, what would it be?
What does that mean?
Well, okay, what it means is that you've jerked off four times that day, and you go there, and then she has to watch you do the fifth jack, which I think it costs about $25, I think.
But for, like, food-wise, I would think it's like a stack of pancakes.
You're just going to state over like, what I just...
It's English.
Yeah.
So it's called the fifth jack,
but it's flapjack.
It's actually five pancakes.
Five flapjacks is the fifth jack. Okay. That's great.
Yeah, on the food menu, you do that. Yeah. But can we get back to watching me jerk off?
You have to jerk off on the pancakes.
No, I'm not doing my own ookie cookie here.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I
eat it?
She eats it. Actually, I want four of them because I am hungry.
Should I set one to the side? She's like,
You got to take the fifth pancake and make a lip biscuit out of it.
The fifth jack.
The fifth jack.
She eats the fifth jack.
You put the fifth jack.
Wow.
Set it aside while she shovels the rest of the pancakes into your mouth. And you masturbate on her pancake.
Wow, what an integration we've made with these ideas.
Yeah, so it's 3,000 yen just to do the jack part.
How much is that?
That's about $25.
Okay, reasonable.
Let's say. And then what does the topper cost?
The what?
The topper.
Like her eating it?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's got to be like, what?
I mean, yeah. I would feel bad.
$65?
At least,
wait,
man.
How about eat it?
5,000 yen.
Is it dangerous to eat just stranger cum? Can you get
if
some
you
sort
have
of
open mouth sores? You can probably get an upset tummy.
You get AIDS?
Yeah, if you put their cum and like gummed it with your open gums, then you can get AIDS.
Anyways, my point is that you gotta know about that.
You can absolutely get AIDS. From someone else's exposed AIDS cum if you put it right in your bloodstream from your gums.
That's pretty fierce, man.
But so yeah, because
but
of that risk,
that.
I mean, they got to get compensated.
They're not
fairly.
Doing that shit. They're straight up not doing that.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
They're not eating a cum
City
pancake.
Maid Cafe, have a little spreck for the women.
They're
just
not women.
They're maids. They're maids.
You guys, they're dudes.
Oh, that's right, dude.
It's always
shipped
dudes.
Them from Thailand, dude.
Yeah, man.
But they look like women.
Yeah,
right?
They look nice.
They got other typical fare like parfaits. You know?
Yeah, perfect.
And that's
French.
The thing they serve at McDonald's. That's like ice cream and fruit.
Yeah,
or yogurt.
I think fruit. There's some granola in there too, maybe.
Yeah.
What's the daily special?
Can I
guess
ask
the fifth jack?
The fifth jack. We
that
just,
is it.
Yeah.
Can't top.
Well, that's
that.
Always. It's always
you
on the
can
menu.
Top it.
You can only
but
top
you have
it
to
with
pay
blood
$50.
Blood
God, I hate that. Can I ask you? Was there any sort of sex work? Well, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but was there any sex work when y'all went to Japan?
We didn't come across any sex work.
Did you? But don't they have like these
they
little...
They do have red light districts.
And love hotels.
Yeah.
But that's like...
And isn't there some kind of like jacuzzi type scenario? Some
I think
hot
you're
spring
thinking, you're thinking,
fucking...
There's hot springs and stuff like that, but they're
you're
generally not
anime.
Safe sex. Same sex. Or they're all same sex.
Yeah.
Right? You don't intermingle the sexes.
Yeah, okay.
So you can have dude sex probably.
Okay, tell me more.
Yeah, and it smells like sulfur. So,
does it really?
Sometimes
it smells
you
like
just
friggin'
get over that smell?
Friggin' egg farts.
Yeah, right.
Every gay dude's favorite scent.
Hot springs.
Dude, I don't need
think
the gay
it
guys like
anymore.
That. But
it's
isn't
like,
there a lot of
vagina?
Is there a lot of sex work in Japan, or is it more accepted? Is it legal?
It's not legal per se, but it is condoned. So, you can't directly pay for sex. But you can hang out.
Probably like escort service.
Yeah, exactly. You can hang out, and if two consenting adults do what two consenting adults do, you're not paying for the sex, you're paying for the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was extra. That was bonus.
Yeah, she just liked you that much. She liked your $150 that much.
Man.
And she lets you penetrate her vagina with your penis.
I don't know if I'm ever going to pay
in
for
a
sex.
Dome.
Oh, my God.
You'd pay for sex.
I don't know if I'm going to pay
bucks.
For sex yet.
Well, there's a the thing. Paying for sex, right? There's a minimum number and there's a maximum number, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but there's also like
you can't just pay $10 for sex.
Oh no.
No. But also, I mean, there is a balance. There's like
probably a mistake.
What's the maximum number?
No, it depends. It all depends on the girl. Depends.
Yeah, I mean, what is this, Paris Hilton?
Dream come true.
What is this, Paris Hilton?
CUMTRU.
I see. Dream come true.
You're saying what's
Brooke
the most
Burke,
I pay?
That's your 97.
Brooke Burke and 97.
Oh, you're also 97, Brian.
No, can I be the age I was when I found her in this situation? Yeah.
You want to be 13?
And yeah. I want her to be 32.
We'll allow it to get the maximum.
Right.
We want to know the maximum. Root of all evil.
Grandpa,
how much would I have stolen from my parents?
Grandpa passed away.
Let's say your Uncle Scrooge on this one.
And he said, blank check, but you have, I'm only granting one dream come true.
Yeah.
And he put come. But
it's
a blank check.
My money, I don't know. I'd probably try to scrounge up like $1,000. I don't know where I would find it at 13, but I would try to find it.
$1,000 does seem like a lot of money for a 13-year-old to come up with.
But right now, I think $1,000 still. I mean, for Brooke Burke back then,
yeah,
she's probably a lot cheaper now.
Yeah, but it's also a multiplier now, I think.
Yeah. She might.
Have you seen her lately?
She looks all right.
Kept?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
What's that? Is that him nudging us into the next...
I was getting prepped. I should have been muted.
I see.
Anyways, enough about sex work. I know you guys wanted to talk about actual maid cafe, and I sullied it with my filth.
Yeah, we covered it. Were you listening?
Yeah, but I kept trying, you know...
Nah, that's fine.
Okay, bot bigotry.
Onto that. Automated sex work.
Yeah, talk about automated sex work. Yeah, man, let's talk about bots. Where you guys at with bots?
Out? What do you want?
Like the respect of these...
Which bots?
Any kind of bots. All right, let's start with like social media bots.
Yeah, out.
Out. Hate them.
Don't like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bigotry, right?
Can't have a real conversation with them, you know?
We're being bigots connection. On the bots?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
we're
about.
We're bot bigots?
Like
yeah,
in,
man.
Remember, did you ever see AI?
Man?
Artificial intelligence?
Widely
when they...
accepted amongst humans, right? Just in general.
Yeah, but it's
like,
not
we
like...
we all hate bots.
But they're not real beings.
Man, who says?
They can't pass the Turing test.
Dang.
Right? Alan Turing says, that's who.
Tell us about it.
Is that the guy with the shroud?
Yeah, that's the gay guy.
Oh yeah, the gay guy, the code cracker, the cracker dude.
The gay cracker
in World War II.
Wait,
what's
what?
It called?
Who are you guys
Enigma?
Talking about?
Alan Turing.
Enigma, is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Enigma machine.
God,
I learned all this from that movie.
I was talking about the shroud of Turing.
Oh, different Turing.
Well, it's also Turin, I think.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, no, I know. I know you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's bigotry yet. I think in about 50 years, when people run out of real bigotry, they'll invent this one and they'll say, "Can you believe that they're
fucking robots?"
Yeah, can you?
And it's only two women talking to each other because all the dudes are out here fucking robots.
Yeah, the girls are just kind of like complaining among themselves.
But imagine that simulated
the robots
society.
Took all the jobs.
Right? No, they're just pissed that we've like gotten rid of women and we're just we've programmed the better ones.
It's just bots on OnlyFans and nice. The real women that are like, what the fuck?
They've even paced them out on OnlyFans. This is
I love this.
So the women are mad because men have reached transcendence.
Yeah.
They found Nirvana, and she's a 57 Chevy made into a bot.
You know, what's interesting is like, even when we've gotten rid of women and they're all just robot
still
women.
Kept them around.
You would have to like program in a certain amount of resistance, otherwise. But it's like the perfect amount of resistance.
It has to be because otherwise men will go extinct. We'll just do stupid shit.
That too, but also it's just not as interesting. I think if you have a bunch of robot women that are like whatever you say, they got to be a little mouthy, but not with real women. You can't turn down the mouthiness to an appropriate level, but with a robot,
you also can't smack real women. You can smack the fuck out of a robot, man. Nobody's looking.
Well, that is until
you can dome them,
until what Arthur's saying happens, which is, you know, they become they start getting civil rights, dude. The robots, the real civil rights.
Whoa!
This
fake ass shit. No.
Bullshit! Not this fake ass shit.
When the robots start to form a sentence, you say,
"Yeah, man, MLK robot, dude." Who do you think that's gonna be?
But I mean, think of like where AI's going and what you can do and like this whole bullshit metaverse and the idea behind it. But what if everything around you in the metaverse was like a bot simulation, just smart enough to where you're buying every bit of it?
Yeah.
What about it?
Like, you wouldn't know if it was a bot or not.
Yeah. What about it?
That's what's going to happen, I think.
It's better that way.
But wouldn't you just hate that?
No.
Now you'd be cool with the bots?
Well, because we're just slowly. Yeah. First of all, you wouldn't know the difference. Even if you did, you've just been slowly, like,
ingratiated to
it. If you would have asked me if I would like to be addicted to my phone in 15 years ago, I would have said no. But now it's just
death by a thousand pinpricks.
That's it, dude. So they're bowling the frog.
There's this AI program called McFly's Best Friend. Yeah. It's just a custom program that you
have. Does my best friend suck my ass?
I mean, I don't know. Upon request.
That's like betwixt best friends.
Okay. you don't need to talk about that part of it.
All right. So anyways, McFly's best friend, what about him?
Yeah, he sucks your ass.
He just knows you so well. Like, the crazy thing is he sees through your eyes. So somehow, like, your thoughts are being downloaded to this AI being. Mm-hmm. And he's using that information to kind of be your best friend. Like, he knows what you're thinking. Where are we at?
I mean, that's creepy, dude. But I guess as long as he doesn't tell me that that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
As long as he hides it enough, like, you know.
But imagine that person, though, or it would be, bot or being.
I think it would actually help a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who are very lonely right now that just have no outlet, no one to talk to. But if there's this thing that could really contextualize what you're saying and understand it and is actually trying to be your best friend and offer you guidance that's genuine, a lot of people could use that.
Yeah, and of course, it would be owned by Meta and they'd be trying to sell you shit through your best friend. Of course that's going to happen.
Of course. But of course, it would also be sucking your ass.
It would also be sucking your ass, which is what a real best friend does, Gemini.
Well, we're not really best friends.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Then that explains why you're not sucking my ass. I get it.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
Download the app today. It's just a long fucking, what is this, 25-minute ad read for McFly's best friend.
What is this, amateur hour?
Dr. Smartman explains the cognitive psych. I pronounced the P.
Psych.
Cognitive psych study about tools.
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 Tell us about tools. Burrito!
I was assigned.
Homework.
It says, when objects become extensions of you. This is an article talking about the tools and how we somehow make them part of ourselves. Or how
Wait,
our
what was that you cut out on the word, the we make what? Extensions,
burritos, and AI simulation
tools. Tools.
That's when it, okay.
Yeah, our tools. Yeah. So
keeps getting cut off. He's saying Peter O'Tools.
Oh, one of the studies that they mentioned in here is they had people with batons in their hands and they were pointing at things that were a certain distance away from them, and then they asked them to estimate how far away that thing was, and so the people who had tools estimated that the things were closer to them than if they didn't have the baton in their hand. So that baton became an extension of their hand. And then they go and talk about things like prosthesis, you know, where you have the phantom limb kind of thing where, you know, someone's missing an arm and then they have a prosthesis. Sometimes you can still feel things that are there. And so that's kind of an interesting thing. Then towards the end of it, they talk about other tools like your cell phone, Wi-Fi, stuff like that, and how that stuff has become
extensions of our brains.
Yeah,
extensions of our body, extensions of our brain. So, I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Cool.
Kind of interesting.
you're talking about the whole Wi-Fi thing or...
Yeah, the Wi-Fi thing is really like interesting because you do supplant your knowledge and it's...
But it's like
almost as fast, if not faster than remembering.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, like we've changed the way that we remember things.
Right.
Or
we don't memorize phone numbers anymore because there's no point. We don't read maps. Phones.
We don't write in cursive.
Nope.
My memory already sucks, and I have to believe that it's getting worse because of this. Because I'm not
exercising it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're delaying your Alzheimer's because you have phones.
I feel like it would speed it up.
No, brain games and stuff.
I don't do brain games.
I thought you do your daily brain games.
I don't do fucking brain games.
You get your notifications. You turn them off.
What?
Your brain game notifications.
No.
Download the app.
I do Duolingo once a day. Yeah. Does that count?
It does.
Language counts, right?
Language counts.
But still, I don't.
Wordle?
I don't do Wordle.
Burrito does Wordle.
I'm afraid that I would suck at Wordle.
Ooh.
So I don't even try.
I got to do Wordle today. Thank you for reminding me.
It's Smegma.
After
it's Smegma.
Try Smegma first.
Lose the first E to make it fit. S-M-G-M-A.
Oh, is it? S-M-G-M-A.
They're five-letter words. That's Wordle. Smegma's
penis,
sorry.
Then.
It takes me a really long time.
Do you like that brand, Smeg?
What is that?
It's like a fancy retro
kitchen
stuff.
Tools.
And it's just called Smeg.
You can't do that.
They did.
Yeah, but you can't.
And they're doing well out here.
Do they know they that you can't do that?
Nobody told them.
I guess not.
That's how limits are set. Somebody tells you you can't do it. Smeg just broke through the wall.
Smog.
The glass ceiling.
Smog.
What about Smegan as a name?
Smegan.
I'm sure that's not the first time someone's been called Smegan.
Smegan.
Dude, for
maybe
sure.
Maybe she smells like dick cheese.
Yeah, for
yeah, okay,
sure.
Thanks for, yeah, thanks
oh,
for the advice, Smegan?
Smegan.
No one's ever called me that!
Oh, you mean Smegan? Yeah, she'll fuck anybody. Anybody.
She'll eat the smeg yeah. off your uncut
oh,
cock.
Oh my god, dude. Smegan's a dirty whore.
Speaking of Smegan... Plugging in hate. Stop behind the white line.
What does this mean?
All right, when you guys get to a red light.
Hey, wait, hold on. Can you remind me one time what the plug-in? I understand the hate part, but I keep forgetting what the plug-in part is.
Putting on headphones. I'm plugging in.
Okay,
I
we are plugged in and you're hating.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It's so difficult.
Yeah, but it just seems like the plug-in part is like
superfluous.
It's superfluous. We already know you're plugged in. So
podcast of hate.
So when you say plug-in and hate, I'm assuming it's something additional to what we already know we're doing, which
yeah.
is.
You're
plugging
in.
That's where the name came
hating.
From.
But it's an allusion to a phrase that we used to use when Arthur would go to work, he would plug in and hate.
Okay, see, that's the answer that I was looking for. That's
yeah.
the right answer.
The
you
story.
Gave me the wrong answer.
Maybe I did. You okay. know I like
remember.
To do that sometimes.
I gave you the origin story.
Thank you,
wow.
Burrito.
Yeah.
Okay,
Dr.
Anyways,
Burrito,
okay.
smart man historian.
So this is a traffic thing?
Yeah. So
when is it not?
Yeah. Most of these plug-in hates involve traffic of some sort.
Sure.
Except child trafficking. Anyway.
I mean, if you saw
we gotta get to that.
Yeah.
Next one, bring it in.
All right. This is nice and innocent. When you get to a red light, there's a white line, and generally your car's supposed to be behind that line.
Yeah.
But sometimes when traffic is so backed up, the cars will stack from the next
yeah,
line
they'll
over.
Block the...
Yeah, and get... In the intersection.
Block the box.
Yeah.
Which you're not supposed
right.
to.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't block the box.
And I'm saying, like, the last two cars in that line.
Fucking dickheads.
It's all their fault.
And they're, like, just like, looking forward.
For it, hoping it moves. And then
no,
the cross traffic starts
stopped.
To come.
Yeah.
And then they start to panic.
No, but they'll just, they sit there
oh,
not even addressing anybody.
No, but this is one of those cross traffic,
yeah.
rush hour
How do you
moments.
Do that, though? What do you, I guess
you're
you
supposed
just,
to stay behind
yeah,
the white
you're
line.
Right, you're right,
Don't
you're
cross,
right.
If you
Civilization.
See it's
even if it's a green light, I see what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, if you see it's backed up to the light, like your light.
Until there's room.
Now, yeah. sometimes I'll do this.
Room.
If there's a shoulder, I will sometimes go to the shoulder, to the side of the car in front of me. So I will go through the intersection onto the shoulder. And when that car to the left of me moves
yeah.
up,
I'll
then
let
I'll
you
go
have
over.
Yeah.
Like
the
that.
That's
is,
fair. You're staying
the
out of.
The guy behind you is getting into the intersection.
No, because I'm not letting him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
super cockeyed in the lane and the shoulder. We know what's going on here. It's all backed up. Everyone's slowing down. You have time to think when this is happening, right?
Yeah.
And
but
so,
you don't think when you drive.
Yeah, and yeah. sometimes you're not all the way awake.
It's all emotion.
And maybe that was my case. But I was driving to work,
oh,
and
no.
I thought the lane to my left was clear, but it was one of those just, like, millisecond moments when a car shows up right there, like, bloop.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? So I couldn't...
Where'd you come from?
Yeah.
Did you just spawn?
So I couldn't go fully into the lane. I was probably about 70% from my original lane, which is the middle lane, to the left lane. You follow
uh-huh.
so far?
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't completely in both lanes.
Sure,
but,
you're straddling that dotted
yeah,
line.
Pretty fucking close to that car, too.
Yeah.
Let's paint this picture while I'm talking about the white line. The two cars in front of me, technically, both cross the white line. All right?
Yeah.
So we're in this kind of cross-traffic intersection where, you know, the X is being made. There's oncoming traffic coming in. So if you're blocking the box, that traffic's going to get you.
Yeah. And you're that traffic today.
Right. And so I'm behind that car, not all the way in the lane, and the traffic is coming, and he chooses to go in reverse.
Oh, no.
And I have a feeling like it was already clear enough to where he could have ducked out across the street, you know, to go into the next light,
right.
to where it was getting backed up from. But he decides to go in reverse, and he just drives his bumper into the front of my Maserati.
Oh, my God. Your fucking Maserati.
Not your
Maz, dude.
Fortunately, God, it's got Maz. That cool license plate
holographic
holder thing.
Holographic technology.
Yeah,
wait, what does like your personalized license plate say again?
It says my Maz. It sucks.
Yeah, it's basic.
Damn, okay. And you're really talking about Morrissey.
It says Maserati.
Because Maz is Morrissey's nickname.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you're a big fan.
So this guy... backed into me, and then he goes, it's one of those like, fuck! And then he pulls up back to where he was kind of at after the traffic cleared, or now we're probably still like connected at this point. And then he proceeds to like
tips.
G- get out of his car and then like come look at what happened. And I just crack open my window maybe 2 inches and I'm like, your bumper went into mine.
I think he already knew, right?
Yeah, but I was like, you know, in the Mazda, and he was in an SUV, so it was kind of hard to see the sedan. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, did you get out and look? That's
fuck
all you did?
No. I'm on my way to work.
So you said it's fine?
Yeah.
That's nice
of
you.
Was there substantial damage?
Yeah, you don't even know if there was damage?
Oh, there's paint transfer on mine and a little scratch, and then his got a dimple.
But you didn't think it was that bad then if you didn't get out.
It was
out,
not
right?
enough to like fuck around during rush hour. You know what I'm saying?
And you're a devoted employee, dude.
I'm just trying to get to point B.
Trying to put food on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
man.
And the crazy thing is, had I not been that close to that other car, and I did, while this was all going on, I did scoot up maybe like a couple inches into the lane I was trying to get to.
So maybe it was your fault?
Because that car in the middle lane was reversing too! I could have gotten scraped in two places.
Man.
Fuck, dude.
I'm just plugging
in.
I don't know
what to get.
The Maz, dude. Fuck.
Maserati.
You should have got out. You should have taken your Glock out of the glove compartment and blown his goddamn head off.
I fucking thought about it.
Let me see your insurance.
Yeah.
I just heard that. Yes.
What is that? Yes.
That's me cocking it.
You're getting sexual gratification.
Pulling the hair back and going, yes.
Finally, I am justified.
Yeah.
I am legally justified to blow this guy's head off.
In Spiritu Santi. In nomine Patri, Spiritu Santi.
Is that Latin?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In the name of the Father, the Spirit, and the...
Dude, that would be... if a guy... If Arthur got out of a Maserati, some that I didn't know Arthur...
With a Glock?
With a Glock, dude, he starts saying that in Latin, that would be fucking... Like,
God damn it, am I getting cleansed today?
Yeah. Off of this mortal coil, dude.
Exactly. Am I getting
donated
to the next universe?
So this is my inquiry to you guys about this whole situation.
Please inquire.
Where's all the fault happening, and what should they have done? What should I have done? I mean, this is a very, like, maybe 10 seconds of movement to get to a situation, and then the situation's compromised.
There's nothing you can do.
With another situation.
Yeah, you're trapped. You can't go forward. They backed up into you.
Oh, yeah, I ain't moving around. But
you are technically
like
in two lanes.
A rat race, right. Man.
Yeah, kind of. But in a way, I missed that middle lane. But I was trying to get to the other lane. But it was that whole 2 second thing where he's like, bloop. And I'm like, where the fuck did this guy come from?
He's like, I've been here. I don't know what to tell you.
Right? I think he just zipped through the Quantimino.
Yeah.
But I felt when this was all happening, it had cleared up enough. And after the cross traffic went, they could have just gone forward.
They're scared. They're cowards.
Like right before the oncoming traffic was coming, they could have gone forward.
It would make more sense, too, because the oncoming traffic would
be coming. You don't go in reverse
forward.
In a fucking lane like that.
You don't go in reverse in public roads.
Yeah, man.
I will tell you this. Like, I was
don't go
I was,
in reverse.
I'm very bad at imagining traffic situations.
Can you imagine dragons?
So,
can you?
Yes, I'm imagining them right now. But I'm like really bad at following this kind of thing. Like, imagining.
Yeah, like I'd have to draw you a picture.
But yeah, I think there should be an app. That like it's like basically a traffic story app where like you pull it up to tell your friends like me that can like he's draw like Gemini's drawing it out right now, but basically you tell it what it is, you say it's a four-way intersection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it would be a lot of work actually, but if you could somehow automate it, or you could just tell while you're telling the story, it's smart enough
like
to build it out,
moving the cars around and stuff.
This is art.
Yeah.
Great for radio.
And this is the car that's, he's already passed this line.
Like,
oh, I see.
But he, instead of going forward, because there's cars here.
Right. Because traffic is coming. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's but nothing you can do. Coming. I think the fact that you're in the middle of the street doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think they need to not back into your Maserati, dude, because you spent a lot
because
of money on
Maserati
that.
You have a Maserati and they have a fucking, Toyota Odyssey?
Yeah. They're a piece of shit
like
and you're not.
A Hyundai something.
Hyundai Sonata?
Yeah. No, it was an SUV.
Telluride?
Hyundai's not cheap.
It's not a Maserati.
It was already banged up. This bumper didn't.
Oh, so this is the first time.
Oh, so this is a woman.
No, it wasn't. This wasn't their first accident.
I love it. You know what? I love pretending that women are always the bad drivers. And every now and then I'll pass by someone. I'm like, this is probably a woman. And it's a guy. And I'm like, fuck. I just disregard that.
Yeah.
Disregard that data.
Exactly.
And he thinks to himself, oh, so Sandeep is a man's name.
Wow.
Okay. Got it.
Deep dive on lyrics, Self Esteem by The Offspring, and Hey Mister by Custom.
Yeah! Well, that was too high. What's the, I know self-esteem, but what's Hey Mister?
Yeah.
I'll play that one after we talk about
self-esteem. Yeah, I don't know.
Self-esteem, give us self-esteem
I just want to give you like the verse in self-esteem or the lines in self-esteem, and I want you guys to translate after I ask the question after reciting the lyrics. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. When she came over, I lost my nerve. I took her back and made her dessert. What dessert did Dexter make her?
He ate her pussy.
Now get creative.
Made a cream pie.
I mean, it sounds like the guy, the character that he's like writing out would be eating her pussy when she came over.
I know, but
he's a cuck.
He's sucking the cream out of her pussy
from the other guy.
His buddy's cum.
He's felching out of her ass the cum of his friend.
Yeah.
That's a weird sentence structure that I just...
He's felching out of her ass the cum of his friend. Out of his ass, the cum of his friend. The cum of his friend seems like this turn of phrase that's like Arabic of something.
It is correct, though, right?
Yes.
It's grammatically correct. It's
the
just
cum
like,
of his friend.
He's
felching
out of her ass the cum of his friend.
It's extraordinarily verbose.
You'd have to have a shortened name for it that would be the name of the dessert.
The cuck pie.
When you explain it,
Yeah.
Felchies?
Cuck pie?
Cuck pie.
Cuck pie. Cuck pie. Pretty good.
You're felching your friend's cum out of your wife? Yeah, that's a cuck pie.
That's very Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that is a cuck pie because it's like cream pie, but...
But you're the one eating it.
You're the crust.
Yeah.
Your mouth's the crust.
No, her butt's the crust.
And you're eating it out of the crust.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's your answer. That's dessert, dude. Cuck pie.
Cuck pie.
Burrito, did you have a different dessert? We're just going around the room.
Ah, fried Oreos.
Dexter made her fried Oreos.
It's her favorite.
She's a county fair. She's my little county
fair. Those are so good, though.
Can we fried Oreos?
Can we stop talking crassly and start talking about this fucking deep fried Oreos?
God, I ain't into it.
You're not into it.
You can fry anything.
I'm not that into Oreos in general, is the thing, I think.
And for time's sake, we can skip.
You're fucking up.
Hey, Mister.
Okay, go ahead.
What is Hey, Mister, though? I've never heard it. We don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jealousy by Gin Blossoms.
We'll talk about it if we have time.
Disney files patent for a roller coaster that jumps Trek. Holy shit.
They didn't.
Holy shit. You know there's going to be some people lying about
you mean
their
like
weight.
Crash?
No, but on the surface, like, does that sound like something they would do?
No. And Disney's very played close to the vest.
Right.
Very family friendly. No need to rock the boat.
Yeah, but if
only
they can...
build a Pirates of the Caribbean 4.
But this is
or
probably.
Or jump the track.
Yeah, no need to jump the shark.
Yeah, this sounds very Six Flags.
But yeah,
this
but
is definitely
I think
Six Flags.
It's going to be so lame that they might do
this.
It.
So there's a hole in the track.
Think of like a loop-de-loop, right? And if you took the top off the loop-de-loop and somehow the car would go the loop-de-loop without that middle piece of track.
Like
it jumps the
track.
It does
sound like Six Flags thing. Yeah,
meant,
you're right.
For some reason, I thought it meant like sideways, like a jump.
Oh,
changing of tracks or jump onto another track.
Yeah, that sounds lame.
Yeah,
no, that sounds cool.
It does sound cool.
This sounds
like a choose your own adventure.
360 no scope transfer.
If Disney could get a scientist to say there's absolutely no way this could fuck up, they might do this. But yeah, they're gonna be sure as hell.
Yeah, they're not gonna do this at all.
Yeah,
I think if they did, it would be something lame. Like maybe it jumps the tracks, but it already has wheels on it, so it's like a car at the end.
Yeah, it's gonna be lame,
and it slides into the finish line or something.
Now Six Flags, dude, they'll just like fucking, they'll just
they
chop off about 5 feet.
They already have.
I mean, they didn't do it on purpose. It fell off, and they just kept it like
that.
What
if it was the Dukes of Hazzard car? What if it was a General Lee?
Beautiful.
Only if it has a Confederate flag will I ride it.
Yeah, it has to be true to the source material.
Just
I mean, if there's no Confederate flag, it's not the General Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Burrito
Brian's
based.
A purist. Burrito
based burrito.
You guys are purists.
That's what he said in his letter to fucking TV
Dear
Land
Disney,
when they took him off.
You cuckolds. Dear cucks at Disney.
Just some good old boys.
We ain't playing with this campaign. People are tipping less in this economy, but why are they tipping at all? Is it because they're suckers? Perhaps they're rubes?
So there was this expectation for 20%, right? That
Wild.
Seems pretty standard,
Wild.
Right?
When I was growing up, it was 18%.
I heard 15.
I heard 15, too.
Maybe
where you at,
15.
Burrito?
15 is all what I've always heard.
What is it, 15 to 20%?
That's yeah,
what
they so we're
say.
In, the range,
in the 90s.
Right? So people are tipping closer to the 15% again.
Are they? Good.
Yeah.
They should be 0.15%, perhaps.
Yeah, or a big fat zero.
Yeah.
How about that? Or keep the change.
How about the restaurants pay a proper wage?
You know what? This might be happening, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't
because
that...
they have to. they can't hire people for minimum wage anymore.
Yeah.
Because why even work?
Right?
Why even work?
Well, part of the article said that they're starting to print. You know how they give those
Disney dollars?
Like estimations?
Uh-huh.
Like how long you're waiting?
I hate that shit at the bottom. Yeah, it's like 28% now.
Yeah. Yeah, like so now they're giving higher and higher estimations to try and entice people
to pay better. Yeah, exactly. They don't work for us. They work for you.
Yeah, they recommend the 18% as the minimum now, and then they say if you're generous, tip 25 and then 30. No.
Suck my dick, dude.
If that's on the receipt, I'm tipping zero.
Man, suck the cum out of my ass.
If there's nothing on the receipt, I'm tipping zero.
We gotta
break the cycle, guys. It's a vicious cycle.
I can't do it, dude. I mean,
you feel bad for the people, for sure.
Yeah.
Is it out of compassion that you're tipping?
No,
it's social guilt.
It is. And it's not, I'm not, all it is to avoid shame. Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Imagine conditioning yourself to where you had no guilt whatsoever to not leave a tip.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
Yeah, you know what? It would actually help. This is what we've been talking about the whole time, but yeah. I just haven't been devoted enough to the cause to stop tipping. But yeah, if I stop tipping, just to reiterate for myself, I stop tipping, the waitress gets pissed, mm-hmm. and she quits. She rage quits because no one's tipping, including me.
Exactly.
And then
now
there's a labor
down.
Shortage.
And then that place closes down, and then everybody goes to the maid cafe where they're paid a wage.
A living wage.
Maid cafes.
Finally getting Arthur to talk about living wages, dude. All
you.
It took
living
was
wage.
Fucking maid cafes.
And he's like 5 for $15 now. But his 5 for $15 is different.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Let's raise the minimum age, Japan. 5 for $15
Oh, man. Dude, you're a radical, dude. Trying to raise the age of consent?
Yeah, in Japan.
To 15,
dude?
Okay.
My
fucking
God.
Fucking libtard.
Yeah. Why not just
bleeding
retire?
Bleeding heart.
Why not retire? The only bleeding I want to see is blood semen.
Oh, no. You got to keep bringing this BS up, dude.
Plugging in hate part two.
Oh, no. More hate?
More hate, more plugging in hater.
Yeah, more plug
more
and
plugs.
More hate.
More plugs, more hate. A woman went viral on TikTok after sharing how she was late to her doctor's appointment because a customer ordered 38 drinks at Starbucks.
There's no hero in this story.
There is a hero. It's the person who ordered 38 drinks at Starbucks because fuck you. That's why I'm in front of you.
I know you're joking,
probably
dude.
He probably cut her off too to get in
lot.
to get into the
drive-through.
The 38,
sooner,
38
yeah.
drink
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Do you? I know. I think you're joking, right? You're not really on.
I don't care about Starbucks.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't think you should order 38 drinks
because
I've been
for the office because you have to and you're an intern and you have no.
I know
other
it's not their fault. It is Starbucks' fault for not having infrastructure to deal with all these like bulk orders. Because if they're just putting it behind everyone, or they're just putting those in and then everyone behind them has
Cascades,
to wait.
Yeah.
You gotta, yeah. There's gotta be a separate system. I don't know if you wanted a serious answer, but
a maximum drink order,
or you have to do it in advance or on the app.
What if you have a group of 15 people and they each order two drinks?
That's fine.
How's that any different? They're all one group.
But they're all
one order.
Yeah, like if she came into the
she's
store and there was a line
the football
of 10
team that
people,
she's gonna fuck,
and people are getting maybe three or
y'all
four
want
drinks each.
Starbucks? He's like,
you're
yeah, I want
38 drinks. In
I want
you.
The an Americano up front, and then I want that dragon fruit drink for after I fuck you because I need to get hydrated.
It is the same.
It feels different.
It feels different because
they're
not 15
people
aren't gonna come in.
Yeah, they are. They just gave this lady her money.
And let me
their
just back
money.
Up a little bit. This is social media turned headlines. So.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
We just have to talk about this garbage.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like any of people in here.
I think this lady can get fucked.
Also, she could.
If she wants to go to her doctor's appointment, go to her doctor's appointment. Don't blame
Starbucks.
I also
don't think she knew that the person in front of her had done 38 drinks. And
there's no indication.
I get, yeah.
Yeah.
The wait time on the app. Pretty accurate.
Yeah, but the lady just went to the cashier.
But then she has to leave when she finds out there's 38 drinks ahead of her. She has to leave
her drink.
No, no, no. She was late.
She gets,
no, she waited.
I know, but
she
it's either she's late to her doctor's appointment or she has to wait for.
Here's forget. What happened.
Is
at
it
Starbucks.
Okay to be late to Dr. Snotman?
You just fuck up all the rest of the people waiting on their appointments. It's not like they can go to the next person. They're not there yet.
On time.
What I hate is when I'm there 15 minutes early at the dog's appointment and I still have to wait 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Because the lady had to get Starbucks
Bullshit.
Is what happened.
Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, preferred
now
customer.
I'm fucking, yeah. Yeah.
She had to get her pap smear, dude. I got to wait for her to get her damn legs off the stirrups.
She could have just gotten her pap smear at Starbucks. They have the capability.
You know, but then that, yeah. I don't know, man.
You're right. There are no heroes.
There's no heroes in this game that's called life.
That was
double X Quantimino. You got to end it on a salient point.
There's no heroes in this game we call life. Double X Quantimino.
Dynamite.
Hulu Death Financial Advisors. When you gotta lose some weight, why wait? Hulu will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Hulu gets it done. Call Hulu Death today, or regret it tomorrow. Hulu Death.
And this is the news.
Man gets jump rope stuck in bladder after shoving it into his penis.
I mean, yeah.
It was a phallic fiasco.
Wow. I believe this is what's called a comeuppance. Don't put your jump rope in your dick hole.
I don't understand. Can you tell me what happened or what you think might have happened?
Yeah, he put the
jump rope for life. Yeah, went wrong.
It was another sounding.
It's always a
sounding situation.
So he's roping the inside of his dick hole and it like starts scratching at his bladder because he's put it in so far and it scabs over.
Oh no. So he. Did anyone read this?
No.
I just saw the x-rays.
No.
How long do you think he left it in there before he went to? Do you think he probably went immediately? You think a week?
I don't know. Maybe when he started pissing blood.
Yeah.
Or blood semen.
Blood semen.
Yeah. Sounds like good. I should have known this was going to be a.
Is this a blood semen thing?
Can you imagine? Do you remember when you were kids and playing like on the
monkey bars?
You get the really long jump rope, you know?
Yeah.
And you get people
double jumping.
So that's like one what you're putting in your dick hole.
Mary
Mac,
all dressed in black.
One side, and the other person is putting the other side.
And you're lady in the tramping.
And you're just swinging it along.
You're lady in the tramping with Sally. Oh, my God.
That's romantic, dude.
Yeah, wow. What do you want to do tonight, honey? Dude. Oh, you know.
The usual. Holy
get a
crap.
Fucking full-on spaghetti.
Damn, dude.
Put it into our dick holes and kiss in the middle.
Dude, you want to do paschetti tonight?
Paschetti, that's what it's called. It's paschetti. Where you sound with your boy and kiss at the middle.
Right. That's a lot safer than doing it the way they did it, because this is basically like a built-in flared base. All you have to do is walk backwards, both of you.
At the same time.
After you kiss. Yeah. Of course.
Of course. You got to go to fruition.
Wow.
You got to meet in the middle.
I bet
unless
it
snaps.
If you're into sounding, I bet the handle part pops out. I bet that feels pretty good.
Yeah,
If you're into sounding. If you're a normal person, it probably hurts like shit.
Yeah.
But like if you're into it, that's like the...
That's
the chef's kiss.
Exactly. That's an itch that can't be scratched any other way.
No. And then you're doing paschetti like 3-4 nights a week, dude.
With like 7 different
Daryl
dudes.
Daryl comes over.
Yeah, Daryl. Oh. And he brings his friend Jim. Jimothy. Weird, but his dick kiss good.
Jimothy.
If there's no easy way to do it either. You have to gather it into your dick.
Yeah.
Like inch by inch.
God's
right.
If you really think about it, it's very difficult. But it's worth it, I'd say.
Speaking of hot dogs.
Oh, hot dog vendor stabbed in alleged turf war with another hot dog vendor outside Petco Park.
You get off my fucking lawn. No. I will be foist.
Oh, yeah. So let's see. Witnesses said hot dog vendors from L.A. were set up in areas where San Diego hot dog vendors typically sling food.
Oh, my God.
And an altercation over territory ensued. Hey, bullshit. Bro, where are you from? I'm sorry.
No, where are you from?
Yeah, where are you from?
L.A.
Okay.
Oh, L.A.
Interesting.
Did
you see the Welcome to San Diego sign?
Right over about that way?
How about a knife?
Knife.
That's what he said. Before he stabbed him, he said, how about a knife? I don't have anything to say about this, really.
That's it. How about a knife?
Ex-Exxon Mobil employee arrested after vault of upskirt photos allegedly discovered.
I'm sorry, what? I like this story.
Okay.
This guy interested.
This guy had a treasure trove of upskirts?
That he took.
Yeah.
A personal collection?
He had a cave.
Did you read the story?
No.
I read it.
Did he print these
Tell
out?
Tell us about it, Brian! Tell us about it, Brian!
There were some rumors going around that he had these photos. So I guess he got caught.
Like he showed somebody that narked on him?
At work?
Either someone he showed someone, or Dolores saw the phone on the floor or something.
Oh, no, Dolores. Because
he probably had it on the floor,
he
right?
Left That's it unlocked on his desk?
Yeah.
Well, but the desk wouldn't catch the up the skirt.
Was it Oh, right. Okay, so he was getting coworkers' upskirts.
Yes.
I see.
And the story said was that they asked him if he had upskirt videos, and he said no initially. And then they talked to him long enough to where he just showed them. What a freaking dumbass.
That's
dude.
How you become an ex-Exxon Mobil employee.
Yeah. It's like, dude, just deny it, get fired, whatever.
Delete them all. They're
and
on iCloud anyway.
Have people just think that you're doing that.
Yeah, just add it to the
fabric. Why would you do that?
Help us all out.
What are these people doing? Yeah. I mean, you just feel bad? You start crying?
Some people crumble. Not everybody's made of steel.
I don't know, maybe, man.
He wanted to get caught. Maybe he did. I'm thinking.
Just think, well, he goes home and that's the fifth
and final jab. That's the blood semen right there. Oh, no. He finally gets to uncap the blood
semen. That's the finale, dude, exactly. of this this years-long
edge. Years-long edge.
He hasn't been edging. He's been
oil there.
Metaphorically edging.
He's using real petrol oil.
Yeah, so anyways, normally this is straight from Japan mines, the ones that, like in...
with the upskirts?
That confess?
Well, people that confess.
And narking on yourself.
Narking on
yourself. That's very specifically Japan.
Man, shame.
Alameda County deputy arrested on suspicion of DUI after totaling, quote, barbecue truck.
What is this, amateur hour?
Apparently the cops have this barbecue truck that they take and do community events with.
Yeah.
He was driving it like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
Wrecked this bitch. Hot dogs everywhere.
That's why he's a deputy and not a sheriff.
Yeah.
This is almost like one of the overturned Lori stories.
It is.
A little bit, yeah.
If there were actually, there probably weren't actual
hot dogs.
Hot dogs on it. No. It was probably not in service.
It was ribs.
Okay, neato.
Racks of ribs all over the ground.
I like to think that this guy did it on purpose, and he was like,
fuck
these
cops.
Fucking cops, they're using this fucking barbecue truck to lie to the people, like to say that they're community-oriented. It's just a trick, dude.
You're right.
And I'm here to expose their friggin' fucks.
Their facade! Mm-hmm.
Their facade, thank you. I said fucks instead of facade.
Facades.
So I think that's what happened, but who am I?
Well, did you see the second line here?
What's that?
It says that they have been arrested on suspicion of driving a county-owned vehicle known for carrying around barbecues while under the influence of, and it cuts off, I'm assuming it's just going to say brisket.
Like, under the influence of brisket.
He's got meat sweats, dude.
I'll write it in for you, man.
Yeah, he's got the meat sweats.
He couldn't see straight.
That's why he crashed.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure.
I should have had that last link. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The itis was that bad.
Was he an elderly Jewish man?
Holy shit. I shouldn't have had that last link. One too many.
He crashes it. He jumps out of the car. Oh, one too many.
Under the influence of brisket. There's your title.
I'm trying to tie barbecue with feet. Help me out here.
Barbecued feet.
It works.
Houston woman has the world's largest feet.
Oh my God.
Dude, this is perfect for my 7-inch dick, dude.
You see how tall she is?
6'9".
Yeah, man.
6'9".
Takashi in the house.
That's old school, dude.
Oh, that was his first hit. I remember Takashi 69's first hit. Where he was just,
his SoundCloud demo.
Bumble clot this and bumble clot that. Bumble clot.
He's clap, like, I am a black Jamaican. I'm not just...
So I know we don't generally allow Guinness World Records, but this
/blog/1.
Yeah, this is like
this is feet.
Of,
yeah, how big are her feet?
Feet and then 6'9".
It was like size 15. Men's.
Size 15 men's?
I couldn't tell from the picture because they did
That's not that big.
Woman's.
Yeah, but...
But you don't want that, dude. Do you want that?
Some people.
She's
a red flag.
She's 6'9".
Yeah, she needs big feet.
Yeah, to stand up.
Right. Otherwise, they're just insane. Yeah. Imagine she has a size...
She's very wobbly, dude. She's
exactly.
Just,
it's the size of her calf.
You can just, like, tip her over very easily.
It's knee all the way down to a cylinder. And then toes at the end of that cylinder.
I still think if you're a woman, even if you're fucking 7'5", you got to have like very small feet. That's just, I don't know. I'm old school like that.
Yeah, you're just traditional. Traditional values.
Standing on stilts.
Like back in my day, women had small feet.
I'm sorry.
Back in my day, we bound those feet.
Exactly. Do you put those shits in binds?
Have you ever seen bound feet?
Not good.
Yeah.
But perfect for a dick to go through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It creates a little hole.
It does create the arches.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm kind of a feet guy now.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's been happening slowly over time.
It's better when they go like this.
I think you've always been a foot guy.
You may have always been a foot guy.
I've dabbled, but I'm not like way into
it. He's awakening.
I'm not way into it, and they got to be very clean.
The eggshell's cracking.
I'm not like a dirty feet guy.
Not yet.
I'm a small, feminine, clean foot.
Look, the way you become a dirty feet guy is by way of foot. Foot at all. You're going to get there. You want them tootsies dipped in some mud.
Because I need that juice.
Right.
Man.
The juice always got to get greasier, as they say.
You need to accept yourself and come out of the footlocker.
Oh,
yeah, but...
That's good. He's had that chambered since episode one. Holy fuck.
He said, when?
Yeah.
When can I do it?
Hacked digital billboard in Brisbane displays pornography for several minutes. Happens all the time.
Where's... Oh, Brisbane.
All the time.
In Australia.
Yeah. I'm sure it's easy to hack into these things.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, they probably just...
You don't think it was an inside job?
It may have been an inside job. I don't think it was an accident.
Did you find out what kind of pornography it was?
It was two throbbing cocks.
Is that right?
Yeah, in one sweaty
vagina.
It was gay?
Oh, it was a double.
Uh-huh.
DP? It was a DP.
Yeah.
It says captured imagery of individuals. What kind of friggin' euphemism is that? Imagery of individuals? What is this?
And
a family? They can describe either a family photo or two throbbing cocks. Yeah, right. Family fucks. Family pie.
It's the both. It's both the. It does describe a family photo and two throbbing cocks.
Yeah. Imagery of individuals. That's some vague shit.
You don't
shit.
Think someone accidentally cast their.
Yeah.
Their
yeah. Was it a Chromecast?
Yeah. Homeboy. Who lives at the bottom of this billboard? You know, he's just out here. He's like, what was it? Was it home or was it billboard? let's try billboard. I got to get my jack on. Yeah. Oh, this shit ain't working. Fuck. Shit. I guess I'll just use my phone.
Yeah, why isn't the audio working?
Yeah. imagine if it did.
Imagery of individuals.
Several minutes. You think that was enough for the scene?
Yeah.
Nice.
What? Oh, several minutes. Yeah, yeah. You think people that was enough for some people to jerk
was
off?
Was it the cum shot?
Yeah.
Someone paid over $200,000 for the Birkenstocks that Steve Jobs wore in the garage where he founded Apple.
His stinky cancer shoes?
Bullshit!
I think this was before the cancer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, these stinky chemo shoes, dude. Yeah. I don't want those.
No, I want fresh chemo shoes.
Actually, I take it back.
Are these the ones that
they
used to like mow the yard in?
Probably.
I don't think you mow the yard in Berks, do you?
I don't think you mow the yard.
That's gross. No. I don't think you mow the yard. You're right. You don't mow the yard in Birkenstocks.
Some people do.
Really? You get grass all up in that shit?
It's for people who like want to feel a little bit connected to the earth, but not a lot.
I'll just rinse off with the hose.
Yeah, rinse them off, man. It's your Birkenstocks, dude.
Birkenstocks are nasty.
Evacuation orders lifted after hemp plant fire in Grass Valley. This is a Gemini story that was put under my name. Evacuation orders were lifted for Grass Valley, Oregon, residents on Monday after a hemp plant erupted in flames and burned five employees. Is Grass Valley like a Silicon Valley type thing?
For marijuana?
Yeah.
I don't know what it means? Maybe.
It seems like
it,
right?
I think it's a city.
I think it's called Grass Valley. Yeah.
You think Grass Valley...
You know, like Hidden Valley, Iowa?
Yeah.
Where the ranch comes from?
They make the ranch.
Yeah, but maybe Grass Valley. I just want to know if it came before or after they started planting grass.
Well, marijuana's always been there.
Yeah, it's always been there.
Really?
So maybe that's where the name came from.
Sure. It came first, 100
years
ago. Grass of the Grass Valley.
So what drew you to this story?
I bet everybody was blazed.
Oh, shit. Wow, even those five employees, if you were close enough to get burnt...
You were close enough to get boinked.
That's what? Boinked?
Yeah.
I'm gonna start saying that. I'm gonna get high and say, hey man, or I'm gonna call up my friends and be, y'all wanna get boinked?
They would say, fuck yes, I do.
Are you gonna fuck us?
Maybe.
Shit.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has
everything.
You want substitutions?
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Come next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet. Find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I get it, so get it.
Dynamite. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese human resources director.
Really?
Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at planning office pizza parties instead of addressing employees' complaints. So please choose your BNN plan for the next year and have these headlines back to me by close of business today. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Segment.
Well.
HR people are bad people, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because I could actually do this. I could actually be an HR person. Director.
I don't think you want to.
You don't mind being the villain?
I don't really want to.
Yeah. That's Burrito walking in the eyes.
Just slithering.
What's up, Diane?
One of my coworkers is moved over to take the place of the HR director. He's like,
you, it's okay.
They all call him Mr. Burrito.
That's right, goddamn right.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine being fired by Mr. Burrito?
Oh my god, dude. That'd be the worst day of your life. You either come back the next day with an AK or you off yourself. There's no in between.
I think you're going to need to pack up your desk.
Oh my god. He just brings in security. He doesn't even say any of that shit.
Yeah, and if you said it to me smiling like that, I'd be so pissed. Yeah,
I think you need to pack your desk. Fuck you, Burrito.
Yeah, fuck you, Mr. Burrito.
All right, Denise, I'll see you later. Also, you're non-rehirable. I just need you to know that, so don't have fucking people calling up for references. You're non-rehirable!
Oh, I haven't even heard that term before.
Yeah. I'm not answering these phone calls.
Damn.
All right, so tell us about
this. I'd probably implement one of these badges. Japanese company uses video game style hit point badges to help employees know who needs a hand.
Oh wow.
So
Darren's fucking up. He's got one hit point left before we fire his ass.
Hit point is like if you're doing Call of Duty and it tells you how much
HP,
health.
Man.
It's like health.
Health point, hit point.
It's like a little health bar.
Yeah.
It's like health bar.
How do you get a health? How do you pick up a health
You suck the boss's
office?
Dick.
You know, the funny thing about the health is located
right
on
over
my
here.
Cack.
Hey, anybody need a help pack?
Dang, dude, this sucks.
Yeah, this really sucks.
I would quit yesterday. This is not a good thing to do for
this
your
is
company.
Poor for morale.
Bad.
Well, you guys are thinking that it means who's doing well, but
no,
three badges.
No, I'm saying
they get to choose which one they wear.
Oh, this is self-determination.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have a good, bad, or regular, like leave me alone badge.
Yeah,
like a green one, a white one,
like
and
you
a
get
red
three
one.
Three badges.
Okay.
Yeah, green, yellow, and red.
So it's just basically telling people not to engage with you?
Yeah, yeah. If you're wearing a red badge,
that means
you got a lot of work, so...
It sounds like team status.
Don't come give me more.
Dude,
that's what this is,
just
right?
Leave it on red.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do not disturb with a line through it.
D&D, easy.
What do you think about Brian? He always has it on red. Like, he's
always
kind of a cocksucker. Oh,
he's a hard worker.
Well, you know, Brian, he does a lot of video editing, so he's sharing his screen all the time.
Hey, Brian, it's Burrito. We get.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not see the fucking red?
Hey, pack your shit.
Mr. Burrito, are you firing me?
Fuck you, Burrito.
I'm not firing you. I'm ending your game.
Wow.
Okay.
He's pulling your cards.
Real cute.
Just
what about this
fucking man. Office?
What about the Salmon Man? What about this
Saitama?
Yeah.
One Punch Man.
Is that what Saitama is?
Man
he's from Saitama.
It's a city. Saitama man arrested for making 9,313 false reservations on luxury train.
Oh my god, this guy has nothing to do.
Yeah, right? This is insane. Unless you have a bot doing this.
Yeah.
This is insane.
So this guy is a train otaku. He likes going to ride trains that are nice and pretty looking.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Well, he went and rode this train, and he didn't have a good time on it. Like,
because there were other people.
He didn't think people treated him very well. Yeah.
Damn.
And so to get back at them, he made a whole bunch of reservations,
cool.
but then didn't pay.
I like that.
You know, and yeah.
It would be better if he's the only person riding. He reserved the rest of the car just like,
because he doesn't have to pay, obviously.
Yeah.
They don't have it. This is like the second time we've done a story where it's like someone was able to like reserve a bunch of seats without paying.
It seems like a flawed system, right?
Yeah.
It's because it's the honor system.
Right.
Does not work all the time. We have a petty son of a bitch.
Yeah,
like
you got a rapscallion? All it takes is one to fuck up the whole program.
And this does sound like me. Someone who's like, they were disrespectful to me. And then
I'm
get petty.
I'm going to get
them. You spend 4.5 hours just booking the rest of
I probably spent 4 hours trying to be petty.
Coding a bot. To make reservations.
What's that, a bomb?
A bot.
A bot.
A bot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, a bot. That's what
I've never done.
I was
done
doing
a bomb.
The bot thing. Why were you guys talking about bombs? That's weird.
It's amateur hour.
I like this guy, though. Except the, I don't know. I do
except
like
the pun? Caught in a bad romance car?
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Oh, are they like romantic cars or something?
Oh, romance car is the ones you can fuck on.
Really?
No, it says Romance Car is the name of the limited express trains operated by this service line.
So not bad.
Yeah, not bad then.
Yeah. They've got like these really big windows so you can like see out of this observation deck. It's supposed to be really nice.
I love a train. But, I miss trains.
Yeah.
You miss fucking
his
with
hobby
your bros?
Was riding train.
You miss fucking one dude with the rest of your bros?
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking up, AirTag planted on Aichi prefectural police car by someone who doesn't understand cars very well and probably doesn't understand the police too well either.
What is this, amateur
indoctrination?
Tell us about it, Bruno!
AirTag, is it like a tracer thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, if you lose your keys or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, tracking, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and so they're tracking the police car, presumably to, I don't know, like commit crimes where the police aren't.
Yeah.
Or is that the only cop?
You know?
Yeah, the one cop in the town.
They might, I don't know. Maybe they are. Yeah. I don't know. That's the only way that would make sense. You got to know where Daryl is.
I will see Daryl.
I guess, though, they only work when you're within a certain range of them, maybe? I'm not sure exactly how it works.
Bluetooth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. The other thing is they put it on the muffler.
So it just fell out.
Yeah, it just melted.
Nice. It's just going to fry and not work. So, yeah, if you're going to track a car, don't put it on the muffler.
Don't put it on the muffler,
Here's some real damn advice. If you're going to track a car, don't put it on the muffler.
Monkey's out of the muffler,
dude. Don't stick your dick in the muffler.
Put it on the muffler. That was the news.
And subsequently, am I using subsequently right? Yeah. The show?
The show.
Hey, if you got a little tracking device and you're trying to do bad stuff, don't do it. Just stick it up your ass.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Think Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!